Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. And my name is Sayo Zalika, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. I am so excited that we have, I do apologize, we've been MIA for a while, point unintended, as we are here in Miami. Just a lot has been going on, but I said today, no matter what my schedule is like, I have to make sure we get on air and tell you all what has been going on in our community, in the campaign, and a lot of other different things. So we are so, so excited. So today we'll be talking about the real deal of politics. And it's interesting on so many levels because I want to make sure people are well informed what really goes down in politics. And I am not one to... I keep it 100 at the end of the day, and I put everything on the table. I'm not one to sugarcoat anything or make anything pretty. I'm going to tell you how it really is, because it's one thing to truly want to serve your community, but it's another thing to get involved in politics. And unfortunately, politics is not the prettiest opportunity to serve your community, but it's truly for those who have a heart to serve their community, and they are committed to the cause no matter what comes their way. So today, that's what we're going to be talking about, as well as giving updates on what has been going on here in Miami, as this past month has been absolutely, absolutely insane. It's just so hectic because there's so many different things going on. So really, really excited to be back on air today. So we do once again apologize that we've been MIA in hiatus, but all for good causes. We've been working extremely, extremely hard out in the community. But today we said no matter what, we are going to take time to get on air and tell you all what has been going on. So really, really excited as I did just celebrate my 34th birthday on June 1st, so I am one year older. I still look young, as he would say. I look like I'm in my 20s, so that's truly a blessing, truly, truly a blessing. And really, it's interesting how every year when your birthday happens, it gives you insight and perspective, and you become more aware and in tune and focused on what your goals are, what your perspectives are, what you want to achieve within that year. So I have a lot of things I want to achieve this year, so it's all about getting focused, because if focus is not in the equation, I don't think I'll be able to achieve the things that I truly want to achieve this year, because I always want to outdo myself. Now do others, not in competition with anyone else, but I want to outdo myself. So every day I look at myself in the mirror and I said, Fayola, what will you do better today to make sure that each day you improve on who you are as a person? You improve each day on what your goals and dreams are in this world, in this life, to leave your imprint in the community and in the world. So every day is just getting wiser and wiser. So just really excited. I thank God for the opportunity to have seen 34 years of life, and look forward to seeing many, many, many more years of life that I'll be able to truly be someone who people will think of when I'm here or when I'm gone, that they will remember who I am as a person, that I am a passionate, enthusiastic person. I am committed to a cause. And when I'm going to say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do everything in my power to do it. And if I don't achieve it, it's not a lack of my own. It's just sometimes things happen in life and you really can't control everything. So at the end of the day, you know, I am a committed, strong-willed, dedicated person to everything and anything that I do. So I just wanted to say that I am just really excited because today is June 3rd, 2016. And once again, we're going to talk about politics, and I think it's important to engage people in the conversation on the real deal about politics as we get closer and closer to various elections. The next election coming up is August 30th. And for me, as a candidate for state representative of House 608, that is definitely a very, 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 I don't know how many times I can say, very important date on the calendar, especially when we talk about elections. So I think even before my birthday, I think August 30th is a bigger day because that date holds the fate of what my next steps in my political career are. So as we talk about politics, I first want to say that it is an obligation that every person in this country is engaged in the political process one way, shape, or form. You do not necessarily have to be a candidate. You don't necessarily have to be a community activist. but just be a citizen who is engaged in the process, that you educate yourself, that you are informed, and you know what's going on. Because I had an opportunity last night to speak at the Biscayne Gardens Civic Association meeting, and I was just floored and overwhelmed with how many people turned out from that community to know what's going on, whether what's hearing what the updates are in the community, to hear what codes are, compliance issues are taking place, or even to meet various candidates. I felt very fortunate, even though I was amongst two additional candidates, that I was the only state legislator for that meeting, but they said they'll have something later on for state legislators. So for me, it's just really, really exciting when I see people engaged in the political process, because I tell people, when you are not engaged in the political process, even just as a resident of your community or a citizen of this country, that you are really missing out. You are, as they say, you're not on the menu. You're on the menu, but you're not able to have any impact on what's taking place when they talk about you on the menu. And I really saw this past week as Little Haiti, as I am. I was born in Little Haiti, from Miami, born at Jackson War Hospital, and there's other places around the state and around the country. But when I think of Miami, I think of home. It means so much to me on so many different levels. Little Haiti for me is very, very important, because when my family first moved from Haiti to America, they moved to Miami, 54th Street, Sable Palms apartment. And actually, I do have my political campaign headquartered there. And just really, it's an honor and a privilege to be here because of that significance. And not only that, 54th Street is named after my uncle, Father Gerard Jean-Tree. So that means so much to me. And it's the heart of the community, the Haitian community. Even though my candidacy is a multicultural, diverse platform, I do have to show respect and homage to those who made me who I am. And being my parents being from Haiti, Haitian immigrants, and I'm being a first-generation Haitian American, it means so much to me that I show respect and give back, and I also respect my brothers and sisters in the Hispanic community, in the African-American community, in the Jewish community, in the other Caribbean communities, and every other cultural community there is. I respect them, and my campaign has an open-door policy for them. But when we talk about being civically engaged, I challenge people every day I meet someone, every day I talk to someone, I say, are you going to your city council meetings? Are you going to your neighborhood civic association meetings, or whatever kind of meetings are happening in your community, neighborhood meetings? As a resident of North Miami, they have a North Miami resident group. And I tell people, you need to be at those meetings. If you can't make it, find a way to get your voice heard. You can send an email, you can call, you can communicate through social media, or if you can, attend those meetings. Because if you are not there, you don't know what's going on in your community. You don't know what's going on in the community. It will be a fault of your own when things are happening that impact you directly and indirectly. But because you are not at the table to voice your opinions or concerns, you are unable to be there and know what's going on. So it's one thing to be at even crime march. Different groups have crime march meetings. Are you engaged in those? And when we talk about not just your neighborhood, let's go to the city, the village or the city that you live in. Are you going to those council meetings? Are you at least letting people know who you are and say that you have a voice and you're here to help your community? Or when something is going on, do you speak up? Do you go to those city or village council meetings and say, hey, this is what's going on in my neighborhood or on my street or on my block or around my house, and I'm really concerned? And then I say, are you going to the county commission meetings? Here in Miami-Dade County, there's county commission meetings. And I ask, do you go there? And if you can't spend the whole time there, just go to show your face. Because when you go to show your face, they're going to remember you over time. And for me, that's how I get engaged in my community. I am a community advocate at large, West Palm, Broward, and Dade. And when we talk about that, eventually people notice me, and I don't know if it's because of my hair, my wild curly afro hair, or if it's my personality, or just seeing my face, because I'm making an attempt. Even though I'm a small business owner, I am a philanthropist, a community advocate, and now a political candidate, I try to make sure that I was engaged even before running for office. And people used to ask me when they saw me in the community all the time, they used to say, are you running for office? Because I see you everywhere. And I say, no, I'm not running for office at the present moment, or even thinking about it, and this was last year mostly. I just love and want to serve my community. And I think the best way to be a resource to my community is to be educated and informed and engaged in what's taking place. So for me, that's why I always would attend so many different events and meetings and be everywhere, because if I don't know what's going on, how can I be informed? How can I make an educated decision on what's taking place in my community? Then we talk about the school board meetings. Regardless if you have children or not, you know, if you have nieces, cousins, nephews, or loved ones or children in your community that you really care about, I challenge you to go to the school board meetings, go to the PTA meetings, go to the school and volunteer so they can see that, you know, there are people that care. Because when I speak to teachers, they say it's so stressful for them when the parents are not engaged in the process. Going to the open house meetings, having conversations with the teachers, going to the PTA meetings, going to the school board meetings, or whatever other meetings that are taking place in the education arena, that if they are not engaged in the process, it makes it very challenging for the teachers, because the teachers are saying, you know, the parents don't care. So when they try to work with the children, if the parents don't care, then when the kids go home, they're not going to care either. And it puts a lot of a burden on the teachers. And then we ask, why are teachers, our good teachers are burned out and no longer want to become teachers. One, because they're getting, the pay is not that great. And two, those who are truly committed to teaching, they can't be able to provide for themselves. And not only that, the stress, because they're not getting the support that they need from the community and from the parents. And then when we talk about other meetings, there's so many other different ways that you can be engaged, whether you're in a fraternity or a sorority, you're in a social organization, a civic organization, you're in a group, you're part of your political party, the Democrat, the Republican, or whatever other party that you may affiliate with. You know, that's the first step in getting engaged in politics and getting engaged in what's going on. Because if you do not know, it will cost you one way or another, either now or later. And so that's the first step. The second step when we talk about the political process is when you become a candidate or you're working on campaigns. And I've worked in campaigns since 2008, and it's been truly an interesting experience on so many different levels. I've volunteered for presidential campaigns. I volunteered for state campaigns. I volunteered for local campaigns. And then I volunteered in West Palm, Broward, and Dade County. And now that I'm a political candidate in Dade County, I tell you, it's truly an interesting experience. And I, like I said, I'm going to put it all on the table. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. And I tell you, each county has its way of doing things, and each county has its way of what politics is truly about. But I would truly tell you, if you really want to run for office, as I say, get your big girl panties on and get your big boy panties on, because I tell you, it is not for the faint-hearted. You truly have to be someone who is tucked in. You cannot be a welcoming mat for people, because it's so people walk all over you. And I say that because even though I genuinely am an idealist, I do have some realism in me. But as the campaign process, and I've been a candidate since January 14, 2016, running for state representative, House District 108, and 108 covers North Miami, Miami Shores, Alpertal, Biscayne Park, Liberty City, Liberty Square, Aqua Lakes, and Little Haiti. And I tell you, it is truly, I'm going to be frank, it's truly disheartening to see what's going on in the communities when people truly have a heart to serve the community and they come up with so many opposition. And I'm not saying this to complain, and I'm not saying this to be a baby. I'm saying this to bring the reality of what's going on in the political arena. And it's sad and unfortunate that there are people who are in the political process, whether they're candidates working on campaigns or have some kind of influence, that they use it to their own advantage, that they use it to personal gain themselves and their group or their clique or their community, and not think about the community at large. For me, I'm running for this seat because it means so much to me. As I stated, Little Haiti has a lot of a personal connection to me. And not only that, the area that I cover is the heart of Miami. And being from Miami, it's truly no place like no other place. I've lived in Atlanta. I've lived in North Carolina, South Carolina. I've lived and visited along the East Coast, some parts of the West Coast. I've been traveling internationally. And I tell you, when you say you're from Miami, people's eyes open up from around the world. They're like, wow, it must be awesome and amazing to live in Miami. And I say, yes, it's a beautiful place to be. Yes, we have the beautiful beaches. We're very multicultural diverse. Our food is great. But I tell you, when we get to the political arena, it is totally a different thing. And I say this is truly the shrines of politics. But I say that to say that those who truly want to serve their community, those who truly want to make a difference in their community, do not allow anyone to discourage you. And I say that today as I have already been getting blows and already people trying to discourage me and block my cam. But I tell you, and everyone who's around me reminds me of it, because I only surround myself around true people. I only surround myself around genuine people, and I only surround myself around those who will encourage me and have positive energy. And I tell you that they say, you know, do not worry about the naysayers. Do not worry about those who are trying to block your campaign, because if you continue to do the work, God will show himself. Because I truly believe that I'm serving my community and taking this opportunity, not for my own sake. Because as I shared with someone last night, if I really wanted to do this for money, I can go be a travel nurse, and in 6 to 9 months, I can make six figures. But to me, that's not the importance, because I've been there, done that. As an early, early age, I was very successful. I had everything and anything you can think of, and I could travel the world at a drop of a dime. As my friends would say, Sayola, they would call me, today is Friday, they said, tomorrow we're going to be in Chicago. Get your, prepare yourself, and I'll see you in Chicago. I would be in Chicago the next day. So to me, it's not about money. And when we talk about power, it's not even about power to me, because if that was the case, I could have had many opportunities that could have given me power. But I thought, you know, after all the things that I've been through in life, after all the things that I've seen my family give to the community, and they trained me very, very well. They told me from the time that I was born to give back to my community, no matter what capacity I serve, that I make sure I do not forget about serving the least of these, not forgetting to serve the community where I grew up that are influenced in who I am. And for me, that's South Florida. That's West Palm, Broward, and Dade County. And so when I say that to say, you know, I hear people who say they want to serve the community, they want to run for office, but so many things come up against them. They tell people, if you don't have money as a candidate, you should not run for office. Negative. They tell people, if you don't know anybody or that you don't know the who of the community, that you should not run for office. Negative. They say that you should not run for office because you are young and there's many other people who are well qualified than you and have experience. Negative. I will tell you all those things are not true. I will say for myself, yes, I am not the multimillionaire in my campaign or in my race to have thousands of dollars, and I wish them all the best of luck. I'm not talking bad about them or wishing anything negative of them, but I'm just keeping the reality of it, because the grassroots movement is what my campaign is all about. We are about improving and empowering and inspiring our community to do better for themselves, because I look forward to winning my seat in District 108 to go to Tallahassee. But not only that, I don't want it to be just me going to Tallahassee. I want it to be that it's a movement empowering and inspiring my community to know that they can do better and they should know better. They should know better in the sense that they should be involved in all these different levels, the neighborhood level, the city level or the village level, the county level, the state level, and any other level that they can be involved in, that they should be involved. Because when I go to Tallahassee, I not only want to see my face in Tallahassee, but I want to see the faces of my community, the faces of my future constituents to be in Tallahassee, to voice their concerns, whether there's a bill that's for them or against them, or not even that, to come to Tallahassee and find out how does legislation work, to understand the process. Because it's unfortunate that a lot of people in my community, as I'm knocking doors and talk to people, that they do not know that there's the August 30th election. And there's many seats and races that are taking place during the August 30th election that they are clueless about. And for me, that's why education and awareness is a platform on my campaign. I truly believe I can pass laws all day as a state legislator. I can do so many different things. But one thing, if my community is not educated and they're not informed of what's taking place, then it's a disservice to them because they don't realize the resources. As I tell them, there's so many different resources. When we talk about small business owners, I had an opportunity yesterday to go to the Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce event. And let me tell you, I have been engaged in the business marketplace from the time that I was born. But when I talk about consulting and business coaching, I've been doing it for the last couple of years. And what truly brought awareness to me, I kept asking myself, I talk to business owners all the time, small business owners, and they say they don't know where to go to get their information. And I kept saying, every time I go to these events, I ask the question, send people to as a hub to find out information about growing their business, starting their business, or taking their business to the next level. And it dawned on me yesterday, the Chamber of Commerce. There's so many Chamber of Commerce in our community that will help people to be engaged as they're small business owners. How can they be certified? How can they start their business? What does it take to start their business? What does it take to grow their business? How do they employ people? How do they do all these different things? And going to Chamber of Commerce and being connected to them as a member or attending other events is a great way to do so. And the light bulb went off for me. And I've been doing this for about 3 years now. And I just could not believe that the resource that we need at our disposal, the hub that we need in our communities and the business marketplace is the Chamber. There's the Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce. There's the Minority Chamber of Commerce. There's the North Miami Chamber of Commerce. There's the Venezuelan American Chamber of Commerce. There's the Puerto Rican Chamber of Commerce. There's the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. There's the Haitian American Chamber of Commerce. There's the Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce. I mean, I can go on and on and on about the different Chamber of Commerce that are located right here in our communities to help small business to grow. Then when we talk about education, that there's so many different discussions in education. There's charter schools, there's private schools, and then there's the public schools. Me, myself, I'm a product of public education. But with public education, there's also an opportunity to realize that parents know what's best for their children. And I do support choice parent choice programs because that's what my community needs. And that's why, for me, it's truly being a reflection of what my community is, regardless if I may totally agree with it or not. As long as it's not something that will harm my community, I have to be open-minded to those that I seek to serve. So I do support parent choice programs. Then when we talk about public safety, I had the opportunity today to go to a police officer's promotion at the city of Miami. And not only that, I stayed afterwards, and they were swearing new officers. And it was such a great experience. And I congratulate all those who are sworn in today at the city of Miami Police Department, that the sacrifice, the dedication, and commitment that they have in serving the community for public safety. Now, when we talk about immigration, there's always opportunities to find out if you are an immigrant or you have family members that are in other countries and you want them to come here. There's great organizations such as the Haitian Lawyers Association, and there's also the Catholic Church has legal services, and there's other legal clinics and businesses that provide immigration services. I just say be well-informed and get good references and referrals in order to know where you can get information about immigration. So we talked about immigration, we talked about health, education, we talked about the public safety, we talked about jobs and the economy. Lastly, I want to talk about healthcare. The importance of understanding that health is very, very important. And not only treatment of health, but primary health care and preventative health care. As we need to find ways that will help individuals who are, especially those who are working, how is it that a working individual paying into the tax system is not able to be fully insured to receive the health services that they need, medical, dental, even nutritional and nutritional, mental, dental, and medical, and all the other different components that we need in our healthcare services. So for me, that's why I'm running for a House District 108 in Miami-Dade County that covers North Miami, Miami Shores, El Portal, Biscayne Park, Liberty City, Liberty Square, Aquila Lakes, and Little Haiti. But I will tell you something, and I stand firm. On January 14, 2016, when I filed to become a candidate of this seat, I am not leaving until August 30th, 2016, when I find out what the results are, as I hope to be the next state representative of the House District 108. So regardless of what comes my way, what God starts, he shall finish. And I know if I continue to keep God first, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me shall be judged on judgment day. So I say that to say that this girl is staying in the race. She is not going anywhere. She is not going to be moved by her opponents or the naysayers or anyone who tries to throw darts her way, because she is committed to the cause, she's committed to the people, and most of all, she's committed to the calling in her life to be a public servant. She's dedicated her life. I've dedicated my life since the time that I can remember I was able to speak.
that I would dedicate my life to serving my community, and I look forward to doing so as being the next state representative for House District 108. So that's what I say about politics. And this is not for the faint of hearted. This is for those who truly care and who are willing to go through the mud and to go through the fight to make sure that the voice of the people is heard. That's why the campaign slogan is the people's voice matters. And my philosophy is leadership with a community partnership focus. My name is Faye Odelika. I do approve this message. I've always wanted to say that. I'm a candidate for State Representative House District 108 in Miami-Dade County. And you can connect with us on our social media. You just type in elect Faye Odelika and you'll find our social media. Our website is www.electfaylodelika.com. Once again, that's www.electfaylodelika.com. Or you can call us at 786-471-6018. Again, that number is 786-471-6018. And also our campaign headquarters is 166 Northeast 54th Street, Miami, Little Haiti, 33181. Again, the address is 166 Northeast 54th Street, Little Haiti, Miami, and I don't want to quote the zip code again because I think I had it wrong, but just go ahead and type that in and you'll be able to navigate and come to our headquarters. You can volunteer. We're asking for donations as well. Every day we have a daily financial goal we'd like to meet, so if you can provide some contribution, you can either come to the headquarters or go on the website and click donate at the top right-hand corner. That's the red button, and it will direct you to where you can give online. As well as if you're willing to host a fundraiser for us. We actually have a fundraiser coming up June 14, 2016 at Total Wine and More. We are asking at least a $20 minimum donation and to also RSVP. And it's a wine tasting just to have a relaxing evening. Come and have fun with me. Once again, it's Faye Odelika, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. Once again, I do apologize that we've been missing an action, but it's all for good cause because the past month, the month of May, was Haitian Heritage Month. So in the community of Miami, we had a lot of different events going on. So I want to thank our chairman at the county level, Mr. Gene Monacine, Honorable Gene Monacine. At the city level, City of Miami, want to thank Honorable Keon Hardiman, Mr. Chairman, for his efforts, and of course in North Miami, our mayor, Dr. Joseph Smith, who provided also great events for the month of May, which was Haitian Heritage Month. And as we are in the month of June, I think it's a great month because, of course, not just because of my birthday, but also this is Immigrant Heritage Month. So there's a lot of things going on. So be informed, stay connected, but most of all, don't ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. And that is a quote from our late former president, John F. Kennedy. You all take care. Be blessed. Enjoy this wonderful weekend. It is hot out here in South Florida, but yet we are always moving in action. Take care. Be blessed. Bye-bye.